Hi and welcome to MFR Farming for Friday with me, Richard Jones. And first off, we're going back to that newest disease on the farming block that we spoke about earlier in the week, affecting cattle and sheep. The Schmallenberg virus has been identified now in 83 farms in the southern counties of England. 78 of those cases are in sheep and 5 in cattle. But claims by vets south of the border that it could ruin the UK sheep industry are nothing short of scaremongering, according to some farmers' leaders north of the border. But no doubt, time will tell on that one. But for now, we're taking a look at a renewables project taking shape in our own MFR patch. This is a wind turbine scheme designed to keep the money generated in the local communities. It's based on a model put forward by Maitland Mackey, the man behind Mackey's Ice Creams. Here's chairman of Highland Business Services, Steve McKenzie, to explain.
Yeah, what we've got here at HBS is we've got some funding to set up a scheme whereby we will employ a project officer to develop renewables on a cooperative basis throughout the Highlands. What we're trying to do is to retain as much of the money that's generated by these turbines within the local economies. And we're trying to do this by firstly identifying sites which HBS members have and taking these sites through the planning process with a view to setting up local cooperatives whereby local people, like geographically local to the turbine, can have an input, financial input, as well as a practical and advisory input into location. And from there, develop the turbine and hopefully retain the money within the Highlands.
Well, that sounds like a great idea, doesn't it? Keep the money local. Is there a problem at the moment with turbine development, with the money disappearing?
It's a huge problem. Most of the development of wind turbines especially is taking place by large multinational companies and the larger utility companies. And we're seeing the cream, if you like, the large profits from these schemes disappearing out of the Highland economy. And all we're getting left with is some community benefit being paid to the local communities and the landowners being left with a relatively small share of the profits.
And the funding that Steve McKenzie spoke about there for the project has been put forward by LEADER, part of the Scottish Rural Development Programme, or SRDP for short. And next week, we'll be finding out how the scheme will actually work in practice. But for me, that's it for this week. Do have a good weekend. I'll be back on Monday as usual with more MFR Farming, 6:40 and 12:40.